Yes, actually, it is not NCP. This is our government. Our government will not recognize what will be concluded and all the resolutions that will come from this summit, which is now held in Libya. Sudan is not participating in this summit. And also, the withdrawal of Sudan from contributing in this summit is due to the pressure that practiced by European countries who are the members of this summit on Libya. And therefore, I think that we are not concerning about what will be running in this summit. And we are not concerning about also the resolutions. And I think that such summits are actually for exchanging views and opinions and not to decide something to be implemented in the African countries. And also, this summit indicates that European countries that practice pressure in Libya to not to allow Sudan to contribute in this summit. This indicates that they are not accepting the different opinions, and they are not tolerating the opinions that going controversy to their views. And this also against the democracy that they are implementing in their country. And I think that Sudan is still appreciating that its chances of Egypt and Chad and other friends in our African continent and in Arab world, that they took very strong stances against the ICC in different summits. And also, we appreciate the stances of Chad and other countries in African Union in a number of occasions, saying that they are against the procedure taken by the International Criminal Court. And we will not stop from participating in all summits that are expected to be held in Africa or in Arab world.
Dr. Rabi, why are you saying the African Union should take a strong stance against the European Union? Why do you say that?
Yes, I say that because, you know, this summit is supposed to discuss the issues related between African countries and European countries. And if we look to this summit from the side of cooperation and collaboration between countries, European countries and African countries, there is no reason or justification to make blockage to Sudan and not to allow Sudan to contribute if they are intending to enhance and to expand the area of cooperation and collaboration between Europe and Sudan. And there is no need for pressure of Libya that not to invite Sudan or not to accept Sudan to contribute actively in this conference, because this summit is really, it is not a political summit, but it is a summit for cooperation and collaboration. And I think that European countries also have no right to change the views of African countries that already taken in different African Union summits in the past year. And it is very clear to us that the African Union already have a view for the case of the International Criminal Court against Sudan, and they all, in congregation, collectively, they rejected all the procedures that taken by the General Prosecutor of the International Criminal Court.
You said that the European Union acted inappropriately by putting pressure on Libya not to invite President Bashir to the summit, but the pressure seemed to have worked, preventing President Bashir from going to Libya, that is supposed to be an Arab neighbor to your country and a friend to your country. What does this mean?
You know, actually, Libya already invited Sudan on July. And we have accepted this invitation by Libyan government. We have sent already our Minister of Foreign Affairs for the period discussions of the agenda of the summit. But our Minister of Foreign Affairs, he felt that the pressure is very heavy on Libya, and European countries insisted not to participate in this conference if President Bashir comes and participates in the summit. I think, due to this reason, and not to put, as not to put Libya in a critical position, we already declared that Sudan will not participate, and we withdraw our participation in this summit. This is actually for the sake of Libya, so that Libya will not face more pressure, and also it is a sign for the African countries taking part in this summit, that such pressure, if they allow this pressure to be continued, this will definitely and ultimately affect the sovereignty and the independency of African countries, and this actually will be a very dangerous situation which will be faced by African countries, and this will also transform the summit from a summit of collaboration and cooperation between Europe and Africa to be only a summit for issuing instructions to African countries, and this will definitely affect the independency of the countries and creating a lot of hazard for the will of the people, and will also lead to another era of colonialism.